Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is the service of Shaw's and Star Market. So yesterday I told you that Harry Styles and Emily Ratajkowski were making out in Tokyo. Well, today I'm telling you that Emily is begging for forgiveness from Olivia Wilde.
What?
Over the weekend, of course, those pictures were out there. It didn't look like they cared who saw them making out. And, you know, just weeks before, Emily and Olivia were photographed hanging out together at the Vanity Fair Oscars party. A couple of weeks before that, they were at Fashion Week together.
They're good friends.
Allegedly.
They've said it.
And insiders say this is a betrayal.
Dun-dun.
That is some Vanderpump Rules stuff going on right there. Right
so now. Is it a situation where they just, you know, they were out, a couple of glasses of wine, they got a little touchy-feely, a little kissy, and that's all it was?
I have no idea. Harry didn't call me and explain.
Well, I'm depending on you
as much as I would like for him
Harry
to.
Styles,
he didn't.
Emily Ratajkowski News, yeah. Kennedy.
I mean, again, I don't know if they're really friends or they just happen to be in the same place at the same time a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Emily did stick up for Olivia during the whole Don't Worry, Darling stuff. She came out on her side. But
that's a side to pick.
I don't know. So it was in the early days when we all believed Olivia.
Mm.
So anyway, that's happening. Or it's not happening. It depends on who.
It's happening. She's the traitor.
Over the weekend, Orlando Bloom surprised everyone by traveling to Ukraine as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. He spent 3 days touring the country, including the war-torn areas under siege by the Russian military. Here is what he had to say.
To see the children, to see in their eyes, it's palpable, the anxiety, and yet the strength of the Ukrainian people is something that is really awe-inspiring in truth.
Hmm. Orlando Bloom gave Zelensky a couple of gifts to include a message from his mother saying your defeat would be the defeat of hope, hence you must win. Moms.
You tell Legolas get out there and start fighting the Russians.
Right? And Carson, I've got a royal update for you, sort of.
What?
Prince Harry has returned to Britain, but not for a family reunion. So there's a big, huge trial about to happen, a star-studded trial claiming the press group that owns Daily Mail, amongst with other things, violated the privacy of celebrities. The violation include putting wiretaps and listening devices inside the homes and cars of people, recording phone conversations, and impersonating medical personnel to get health records. Elton John, his husband David Furnish, Elizabeth Hurley, Sadie Frost, and Baroness Doreen Lawrence are suing Associated Newspapers alongside Prince Harry. They were not expecting him to show up for this particular court case, but he showed up yesterday, and it was a real surprise to a lot of people. So, Harry has a third lawsuit against the corporation for libel, and this off the win that they just had a few months back. So
mm-hmm.
It is.
It's
messy.
Unusual to get a win against the tabloid press because they just allow them to do so. It's different than it is here.
It's
the rules
wild
are so
over
different.
There.
So yeah. It'd be hopeful to see that they'll set some precedent and so that people can't
mm-hmm.
do things that could hurt people. Well, and that is what I've got, Carson.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24-7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty's the service of Shaw's and Star Market. So yesterday I told you that Emily Ratajkowski was spotted with Harry Styles. They were making out after one of his shows in Tokyo.
Mm.
The video made it look like they didn't care who was watching. But the more I have read is that this was sort of like a video that somebody happened to be there to see. Like, they weren't in public. This wasn't an area that everyone could see. It was sort of a little more private than it had been made to sound like.
They got caught.
But they were It was pretty obvious to people that they were canoodling and
I don't know what else they were doing, if that's not what they were doing. So, yeah, no, 100%, they were totally making out.
Your tongues are intertwined. It's hard to fake that.
However, now it looks like that Emily is asking Olivia for some forgiveness because they are friends. Just weeks ago, they were photographed hanging out together at the Vanity Fair Oscars party. Last June, they were seated next to each other at Harry's concert in Paris. They've been at Fashion Week together. She stood up for her during the early days of the Don't Worry Darling saga. According to sources, this is a betrayal.
Well, you know my feelings towards Olivia Wilde, Kennedy.
Yes.
Couldn't happen to a nicer person.
But she was dating Harry Styles for like 2 years almost.
Yeah, but it's been how long since they broke up? Isn't there like a time? 6 months? No, can your friend never date somebody you dated?
Hasn't been 6 months, and that's crappy.
I don't know. How do you feel, Carson? Could your friend ever date someone you dated?
I guess it depended on how close I was to that person.
2 years a person?
No, to my friend. No, I broke up with the person. They're gone to me. If I dated somebody for 2 years and they were gone, and then 6 months later, a friend of mine, in fact, that did happen to me. It did happen to me. I just remember it happened to me when I was in the military. After I got in the military, a buddy of mine that was in the same barracks that I was ended up dating a girl that he met through me that I dated when I was there. And I was fine with it. Whatever. We broke up. I can't.
I just don't believe you have that level of clarity. There's no way.
I did then.
You hold a grudge. You are petty, and I think it would be not anger inducing.
No, not if it was like
it
yeah,
was someone
if
you was, hang, it was someone you hung out with 2 weeks ago.
If it was
2 weeks
cheating,
ago, you were at a party.
Yes,
with them
if there was
hanging
cheating
out.
Going on, I would be upset with that. But no, if we broke up, and then I moved on, and you moved on. Knock yourself out.
I don't believe you. I would feel some type of way if I dated somebody for 2 years, and then my friend immediately started making out with him. Mm. She got caught trying to have a little One Direction sneaky link and someone snapped a picture and now she's in trouble.
Why is she got caught? He got caught too. Takes two to tango.
Yeah, but he's not friends with Olivia Wilde.
Well, he's her ex though. He's got a little bit more invested.
The reason
in
she's
Olivia
apologizing and not him.
Or is she?
Why can't we all be adults, Kennedy?
I would love that, but not everybody can. Mm-hmm. Over the weekend, Orlando Bloom traveled to the Ukraine as a goodwill ambassador for UNICEF. He spent 3 days touring the country, including war-torn areas still under siege by Russian military. And during his trip, he met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the presidential palace to discuss how they can help children affected by the conflict. Here's what he had to say.
To see the children, to see in their eyes, it's palpable, the anxiety, and yet the strength of the Ukrainian people is something that is really awe-inspiring in truth.
He also carried a message from his mother to Zelensky saying, "Your defeat would be the defeat of hope, hence you must win." Moms.
During the when I was at the John Wick 4 movie, part of that plot line has like Eastern Europe in there, Russia, Ukraine, and somebody in the middle of the movie just screamed out, "Go Ukraine!" in a silent theater. I was like, okay, I see you.
And Carson, a bit of a royal update for you. Prince Harry returned to Britain, not for a family reunion, but he's waging his newest war against the UK press. He is set to testify in a star-studded trial that claims the press group has violated the privacy of celebrities. Violations include putting wiretaps and listening devices inside the homes and cars of stars, recording phone conversations, and impersonating medical personnel to get health records. Elton John and his husband David Furnish, Elizabeth Hurley, Sadie Frost, and royalty baroness Doreen Lawrence are suing Associated Newspapers alongside the Prince. They published the Daily Mail and numerous other UK-based tabloids. They are accusing the business of bugging their cars, tapping their phones, bribing officials for inside info. And Harry has a third lawsuit against their corporation for libel.
I hope they get hammered on this. The fact that you're surreptitiously recording people inside their homes.
The fact that it's not illegal over there is wild.
Yeah, how can a tabloid bug people's houses like the CIA? That is insane.
Because the rules are different.
How do you even, they break into homes and wiretap
money.
Things?
Money, Dan. Money, 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 money.
That is the most insane thing.
That is not good.
Yep. And that is what I've got.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.